Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Words from Jesus.
I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Difficulties, tests, trials, heartbreaks, suffering, and disappointments come from many causes and for many reasons. But regardless of why they have come or what the reason, you can rest assured that all things will ultimately work together for good to them that love me. Because you love me, I can take even these trials and turn them into blessings. If you could see as I can see, beyond today, beyond this moment, beyond the pain that you are feeling, then you would better be able to understand why this loss, this ache in your heart, this time when you are being sorely tempted and tested, will with time become a blessing to you. The secret to understanding, the key to understanding, is in the phrase, with time. As you believe by faith that my hand is on your life and that all things work together for good, with time, that which you believe by faith, you will understand and see, and it will become a reality in your life. Do not worry that you feel you are distant from me. I am always close to you. Sit still and listen to my spirit. Let me speak to your heart about the things that concern you. No matter what you do or do not do, I love you. There is nothing on this earth that can separate you from my love. Neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. My love for you is everlasting. It is not here today and gone tomorrow. It is not up one day and down the next. My love for you is eternal, everlasting, unchanging, now and forever. It makes no difference how you feel, whether you feel close to me or far away, or whether you feel I am close to you or far away. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I dwell in the praises of my people as much as I dwell in the broken and contrite heart. The truth is that I love you so much that I have come to live in your heart, with you and within you. Your faith will not fail if you just keep fighting. With your last breath, keep praising, keep trusting, and keep holding on. There will be a rainbow after the storm. There will be a greater anointing, a greater understanding. Your pain will cease, and there will be a brighter day. So keep holding on and trusting and fighting, even when you feel you have no strength, and you feel completely empty and wasted and useless in yourself. When you feel that you've sinned too badly, that you're such a mess that there's no hope, resist these thoughts and just keep holding on to your faith and my promises. My power is present to save and to heal and to deliver. So keep fighting. Don't give up. No matter how dark the night, no matter how difficult the battle, no matter how hopeless the outlook, know that I love you and I will never leave or forsake you. The victory is just around the corner and worth fighting for. Hang on and you won't be disappointed. Don't be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. Your finite mind tends to look backward, longing to undo decisions you have come to regret. This is a waste of time and energy, only leading to frustration. Instead of floundering in the past, release your mistakes to me. Look to me in trust, anticipating that my infinite creativity can weave both good choices and bad into a lovely design. Because you are human, you will continue to make mistakes. Thinking that you should live an error-free life is symptomatic of pride. Your failures can be a source of blessing, humbling you and giving you empathy for other people and their weaknesses. Best of all, failure highlights your dependence on me. I am able to bring beauty out of the morass of your mistakes. Trust me and watch to see what I will do. When you feel you cannot walk one more step, turn to my word. Hold it before your eyes, absorb it, think about it, meditate on it, and let it fill your very being. For in the days to come, my word and my spirit will sustain you. Don't be fearful about the future or worry about how you will make it, for I promise I will help you and sustain you. This time is only for a short while. You will not be tempted above what you are able to bear, and you will soon mount up with the wings of an eagle. You will soon run and not be weary. You will soon walk and not faint. For I, the Lord your God, will not fail you or abandon you in your time of need. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Micah 7:7. Think it not strange concerning these fiery trials which try you, but rejoice, knowing that I have looked upon you as vessels fit for my use, vessels of honor through which I wish to pour my love, my peace, and my comfort. Look unto me, the author and finisher of your faith. You cannot look at your present surroundings or circumstances, much less the trials and the battles that come along with it. You have to just keep looking to me, knowing that I am the author and the finisher of your faith, believing that what I have promised I am able also to perform. I have given you many precious promises to hang on to, not only those I have spoken for you personally, but promises throughout the ages of time. My word, which never changes, never passes away. Trust that I will lead the way, that I will not let you fall into a pit or stub your toe on a rock, that I am a good shepherd and I love you. I give you my peace that passes all understanding. Gethsemane's can be gateways. They are not deaths, they are doorways to new beginnings. As every man must stand alone before me in the final judgment, so there are times in this life when you stand before me in testings, to take stock of things, to get a hold of me, to look into my face, not resting in the faith or love of others, but only in my love. You are my beloved, and great is my love for you. Great is my tenderness and compassion toward you. I know your every thought. I feel your every feeling and am touched with every sorrow and grief and tribulation of your heart as if it were my own. Behold my sunflower, whose face looks toward me and receives the warmth of my sunlight and reflects my love, my sunshine, and my warmth upon others. Although you may feel like nothing in your own sight, you are blessed with the touches of my love. Blessed with the fruit of my spirit. Though everything is not completely as you would have it, yet all is in my hands. Do not fear, my precious flower, for I protect you. I cup my hands around you so that nothing will harm you. The strong winds will not blow you over, for I protect you. Turn your face toward the sunshine of my love. Receive my warmth and my love, that you may reflect it upon others, that you may glow with my love and pass it on to others. As long as you face the sunshine, you will absorb the light. As long as you face me and constantly trust me and know that I am in control, you will have peace and contentment, even though all about you may not seem to be right. All about you may not be to your liking. Yet if you will look up to me, you will have peace. For I am the giver of peace, and I bestow it upon you, my sunflower.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.